Thursday. You're not here
Yeah.
tomorrow, are you? We should
Yeah.
probably get that out of the way before I forget. No
That's
podcast
right.
tomorrow, right?
Yeah, or Monday probably,
Yeah.
since I fly home Monday morning.
So, for those who are listening, this will be the last show of the week. Here we are. But
It's been kind of
yeah, Paul, you know what they don't do? They don't change things up when it's going well.
Wow. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this? So for
I
those
do. I
who
do.
aren't completely familiar, there was a big reorg. Actually, it's been going on for like 2 weeks, actually. If you remember, I think it was last week I said, hey, I was hearing things like going on, and it was like in the AI stuff and all that. And now we got the bigger reorg, which happened in the Windows and devices things. The long story, or the short version, is that Windows and Surface are now basically one sort of, the client side of it are now one unit. Teams is now has a new leader because somebody's retiring. Jeff Teper is running Teams now. That's not all that surprising.
Right.
And yeah.
I mean, I, as someone who has been concerned about Windows and remains concerned about Windows, I view this as good news.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
I want
Well,
to get that out of the
partially.
way. I don't know. I there's like an assumption of negativity for some reason around me, and I wrote about this yesterday. I thought I explained clearly. I thought this was all good news. I raised some of the issues people might have with this happening, and explained why these weren't issues really for the most part. My only concern with this whole thing is that Panos Panay apparently was trying to get a job at Apple, and that makes me question his dedication to, as I explained on Windows Weekly yesterday, because Barry Joe was saying like, look, people are aggressive about their careers. They want more power. They want more money. Blah blah blah. How do you goad Microsoft into giving you more? You go to a competitor like Apple. And yeah, but we're talking about platforms here. So if he had gone to HP or Dell or Lenovo and said, hey, I want to run your PC business, that would have made total sense to me. Apple it makes me worry a little bit about how he really feels about the collective merit of these two platforms, whatever. I've already made this argument, but anyway, can you actually hear the cat?
No.
My cat has decided that the sound of my voice means I want to pet her, and she's squawking. Come here.
You know, it's what
Here. She
cats
doesn't
do.
like to be picked up. Does not like to be picked up. Ow! She's scratching in the lip. Cat, come on.
Least we were recording you getting mauled by a
Yeah, she
cat.
got it right in the lip. Kitty cat, you're a bad cat.
Cat's
I
about to
know.
get Windows 7.
Oh, look at that. Bleeding from a cat. And now she wants to be petted. That's what I get. Look at my lip.
Oh yeah.
Bleeding.
Yeah.
Now what she wants is to be petted. Yeah, no, I understand the craziness that is you.
Mauled
Does
by a
not like to be
cat.
pet up, picked up, but loves to be petted.
Yeah, the only thing I can take away from this is that Windows 10X is not in good shape. There's no way. I've yet to hear that people come out and say, "Hey, it's doing well." Because
Yeah, and
it's I
I
think we
don't know.
need.
There must be a condition for this. We keep getting the same results, and then something new happens, and everyone thinks, well, maybe this is the one.
Insanity, I think is the term.
Okay, fair. Yeah, like the right. You get right. Okay.
Keep doing it, and nothing's changing. Here we are.
Well, as I've said before, I think there's a feeling in and outside of Microsoft that they need to get this one right, and I don't know.
So
I don't know.
we should make a what do you think the odds are that Neo ships with Windows 10 Pro or Windows 10?
Well, that's interesting. I think we're okay. So, first of all, one indication that Windows 10X is not doing well is that Lenovo and a couple of other PC makers announced devices that are going to ship this year that that are going to run Windows 10X. But first, they're going to ship with Windows 10 Pro.
Yep.
If Windows 10X was ready or was anywhere near being ready, they would never have made that announcement. They would have said, this is a Windows 10X device. That's what this thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you something. Microsoft doing the same might not be a smart move, other than the fact that they just announced this device, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll see. Interesting. I never even considered that. I guess if I was going to bet money, I would say they delay it and wait for 10X. Or, you know, knowing Microsoft, ship it with 10X regardless, even though it's not ready.
Just
well, I mean, they've certainly done stuff like that in the past.
Call it Surface Neo Insider Edition.
This cat, just so you know, the cat that mauled me in the face
mm-hmm.
is rubbing around under my legs, like begging to be petted. This is the insanity of the animals that I live with. So I guess you couldn't hear her, but she walks in the room and she's like, meow, 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 meow. You know, she makes all this noise, but she doesn't like to be picked up. Doesn't like it.
Yeah. So anyways, at least Windows has somebody. You know, the interesting thing about Windows joining like the Surface team like this,
yeah.
if you remember when I think it was a Surface RT launched along with the Pro, Microsoft made it very clear that these were two separate things, right? And because OEMs would have freaked out if they said, oh my God, Microsoft's getting first priority access to the Windows. And now here we are, whatever, 7-8 years later, and that's exactly what it is.
The way I thought this would have gone down is, like if there were no problems with 10X or whatever, and by the way, this could still happen. You know, IFA comes, we get a bunch of announcements from PC makers. Maybe Microsoft, maybe not.
Yeah.
They start shipping their devices. Third-party PC makers ship 10X first.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft has a hardware event in October, and then they ship the Neo in November or something, like, you know, just kind of following their normal schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have allayed any concerns. But I think we're also at the point now where PC makers sort of understand this isn't going to change anything. You know, Windows RT didn't change anything. Windows 10S didn't change anything. Windows 10 and ARM didn't change anything. And I will say the one benefit of this platform, and this was true of 10S as well, is that it can accommodate the normal versions of Windows 10, right? Mm-hmm. So the hardware is not something special. It's not an ARM-based chipset.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that. Like, you never saw an RT device that also shipped with Windows 8 or something, because the hardware was different, you know. You don't really see a Windows 10 on ARM device recast as an Intel device with, you know, I mean, you've seen things that are similar, but not exactly the same. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we will see. This is, I think this is a more significant change for Windows. Like you said, a positive change too. So, we'll see if this really... Like, the thing is nothing's going to change from the end user perspective for months, if not years. Like,
So, listen, if you're worried about some kind of radical change, I would just remind you to take a look at the Surface release schedule. Mm-hmm. You've got nothing to worry about. I mean, it's not going to happen quick. That's, you know, it's been very measured over there. So, maybe too measured, depending on how you feel about it. How many years ago did Surface Book 2 come out? You know.
Yeah, it's like two. Well, it's the one I'm using right here. It's 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, Surface Book 3 will come out this spring, but it'll be interesting to see what happens here.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to, hold on a second, get off of the desk. Jesus Christ. Mess. Jesus gets up there and like rolls around and knocks everything over, you know.
Title of this episode is going to be Mauled by Windows 10X.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure there was other stuff going on, but that reorg was obviously the big news of du jour.
I mean, sure. This week, when you think about it, has been an amazing series of, events, right? The Surface Hub thing.
Yeah,
that insane. Not that this has really impacted too many people, but you know, because of the way we are, I mean, everything gets blown out of proportion. But the Windows search thing, right? Where like an online service somewhere goes down and like the search function stops working.
It's great.
Oh boy, it's just classic, you know. And then this stuff. I mean, so and there's some. By the way, you know, the other part of this story, there's more to the reorg, like you said, than just Panos, but Joe Belfiore, who was kind of a, I don't know, familiar and welcome face kind of from Windows, is moving over to Office, assuming he ever comes back, because he's taking another leave of absence, you know. And I was told by people at Microsoft, like the first time he left, like he's never coming back, like this is, he's done. And it was a real surprise when he did come back. And I think part of it might have had to do with Terry leaving and an opportunity to exert more influence over the product or whatever. I don't think anyone would claim that's really worked out very well for anybody, frankly. But, you know, if you're interested in shipping new features inside of the Microsoft 365 organization, Office is the place to be, not Windows, you know?
Yeah.
Those products are being enhanced and improved every single month. And so we'll see. I can't imagine, you know, given how much money he must have, and why would he even bother? I mean, at this point, like, I can't even imagine driving a car to Microsoft every day, going into an office and getting nothing done for months at a time. Like, I can't even imagine the hell of that.
Sure.
So I guess we'll see.
We'll find out.
Prove me wrong before, for sure.
We will find out. So, obviously, no show tomorrow, folks.
Yep.
And no show Monday, more than likely. Well, if there is, it's definitely not live and definitely not anything.
Going to have to be live. I mean, I'm leaving in the morning. I'm traveling. I won't get home here until 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the earliest. It's going to be something like that.
So, there we go. There we go. All right, folks. So, that wraps it up for today. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you right back here next time.